Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, DDP listeners. Glad you're with me today. 5 minutes as we close out the great study on the book of Titus. Let me repeat our final statement from yesterday. We should constantly affirm our listeners. I am trying on the DDP to constantly affirm you, constantly build you up. This is a faithful saying, Titus 3:8. And these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. So part of the affirmation, which includes verses 4 through 7, that's the affirmation, but part of it is also that good works are to be coming out of you as a believer. You are to be a producer of the fruits of God's righteousness, and that when you do this, you are being good and profitable to men. You are making a difference in the lives of people whenever you allow the goodness of God to come out of your life. I cannot get over the fact that I spent so much time trying to knock people down to pick them up. And Paul said, affirm constantly. It's discouraging, to be honest. If I were to dwell on it, it would be discouraging to see all of the times that I could have picked someone up and missed my chance. And I don't want you to miss the chance. You're going to come into contact with someone today, and you have, it's the weekend, you have the opportunity to come in contact perhaps with a total stranger. It's not even someone that you see on your daily work schedule. Maybe you're out shopping for Christmas today or whatever. If you'll watch for it, there's a chance to affirm constantly. You don't have to get theological and teach for 20 minutes, but there's a chance to affirm people in who they are in Christ. Let's close the book, 9 through 15. I want to read it all, and we'll comment on a few things here and there. Paul says this. This is how he ends the letter to Titus. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. And this is so crucial. Quit fighting about the inessentials, and certainly quit striving about the law, about what people should and should not do. It's unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. So if you have someone in your midst who's divisive, who only wants to fight, give them a warning, a first and second admonition, which is basically, look, I'm not going to be around it. I'm not going to be a party to it. Such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. Listen, I think there's a lot of Christians that need to apply these verses in their lives. They're spending way too much time in debate, way too much time in what they think is apologetics, but it's really just almost the spirit of fighting and wanting to go after people and try to change the world through a heated debate. If you're dealing with people who are obviously divisive, cut them out of your life. There comes a time when it's time to move on. When I send Artemis to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Send Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey with haste, that they may lack nothing, and let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. I don't want to belabor the final message too much, but I do find it pretty cool that when Paul prays for those to come to him, he prays, you help them that they may lack nothing. And so Paul very much believed in the church supporting those who go out so that they lack nothing. I hope you've had a great November. I've had a great time in the book of Titus. December will hold something new and special for us. We'll talk about it tomorrow as we get into the month of December, Christmas month, and we close out the year 2014. Hard to believe. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.